From the book of Sirach. When a sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. The fruit of a tree shows the care it has had. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. Praise no one before they speak, for it is then that people are tested. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to you, Lord. It is good to give thanks to you, Lord. It is good to give thanks to you, Lord. It is good to give thanks to you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your loving mercy in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. Still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is upright. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you.
The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, when this which is corruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this which is mortal clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Take your memory behind your lips and reach your complaint.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like the teacher. Why do you notice a splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter from your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. So every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Nice not having a camera here. You can move. There are a couple of pictures from this past week that are just worth paying attention to. Clearly, if anybody stayed awake for Saturday Night Live, which normally opens with a comic thing, last night they opened with a prayer being sung by a Ukrainian choir. And they had candles spelling Kyiv in front, and they also had sunflowers, which are the flower of Ukraine. Great picture. Another picture this week. Can you imagine the sense when some old guy in white shows up at the Russian embassy? Yeah, Pope Francis decided, without any sense of protocol, "I can't stand it anymore." I think it's sort of like Popeye. "I can't stand it, I gotta go talk to him. Gotta go let them know how I see what is going on with this." Wasn't a matter of being a politician at that point, it was a matter of being a faith leader, and that led him there. There was also a wonderful little, not so wonderful really, little video out there of a little old lady in Ukraine confronting a Russian soldier. And she goes up to him and she says, "Here, take these sunflower seeds, put them in your pocket so that when you fall down, something good and beautiful might grow here." Oh my gosh. She ends up calling him a few bad things at the end. But you know, this was truly, as it says, something from one's heart. For the Pope, it was from his heart. From her heart and head, it was, "I've got to confront what's going on, what's happening to us." Now, the scriptures are really cool because they give us proverbs. In the gospel, it says a parable. The reading you can find as background, it says all of these things this week in Luke are also proverbs. So let's use some of the proverbs to see what they bring us. Well, the first one is what? It's about putting stuff through a sieve. Now, sometimes what goes through the sieve is what you want to get rid of. Sometimes what stays in the sieve depends on a lot. But all of us at birth would be equivalent to being dumped into that sieve. And how we live life says whether we've stayed with what is good and growing or whether we really ourselves fall out as the chaff, as the stuff that needs to be paid attention to, but it's not useful in what's going on. Good picture out of Sirach. Another one is Sirach. He says, if you're going to make a piece of pottery, you have to be careful. Well, if you don't fire a piece of pottery that needs firing, what happens? It falls apart. If you overfire it, what happens? It burns up and it breaks. If you don't cool it properly when it's done, it breaks. Same thing really would be true of blowing glass. If you don't cool it properly after you've made something, it will shatter. It says to us, where are we? We are formed like a pot. How do we care for ourselves? How do we see and understand ourselves as growing, as being properly fired and paid attention to on ourselves? Or if we're overburnt, or if we're underburnt and just fall apart. It's a good proverb if you look at it. Then the other one happens to be about trees. Well, planting trees is always a wonder. What are you going to get off of it? What is it going to do for us? If you plant it in the wrong place, what happens to a tree? It dies. It just isn't going to make it. Well, another sense for us. We're sort of like trees, but luckily we keep moving around. We're not planted until we're dead. But for now, we're alive and have to know how to take care of what's going on with us and for us. And then it says what? Listen, listen, listen. And when you speak, may it come true from your heart and your mind. And sometimes what is said is true and shows the heart. And sometimes even from the church, what is said has some piece left out that would really be true to what we're called to be as people of faith. You know, a lot of people were very upset. You know, when Benedict finally said, okay, yeah, I didn't follow up on things, and I should have, but does he apologize? Does he really show where his heart is? His heart isn't in clearing what's going on for the people who were treated badly. We have to be careful what we say. Be careful what we say that is true to our hearts, that we care enough to do it well for others. For others we see and know, and also for others who we will never see, but need to know somehow what's going on. Yes, it says, get the beam out of your eye if you're going to see. In many cases for us, what's been our issue? Primary problem in this country is, for many years has been racism. And that's a beam in our eye. We don't even, you know, we're not going to do critical race theory because they might feel bad. Critical race theory allows us to see what's going on, allows us to take a look at how we're called. So for us, from baptism, called to be good fruit. I know you don't have thorns on figs, because I grow figs. And now you don't get grapes from brambles. You'll get berries, which are really good, but it's a different story altogether. But our baptism calls us to be whole people, to be formed and sieved out in ways that say we do hear, we do understand, We need to grow in knowing the Lord. We need to continue to keep care of the pot that is us, the pot that is formed and fired and allowed to be one of God's people in a special way as Catholic Christians. And we need to bear good fruit. No rotten apples. No rotten apples or tomatoes to throw at somebody. But real, true fruit that can serve people's needs when they're hungry. When they're hungry for food, when they're hungry for care, there are lots of kinds of fruit that come out of all of this. I always find it interesting. They'll talk about looking after the poor. And my sense is that sometimes the poorest guy is the richest guy on earth monetarily, but as far as having nothing inside, he has nothing inside, and he is poor, or she is poor. We're in trouble when we lose track of others, when we let the beam in our eye get in the way of properly treating other people. So listen to the Proverbs. Listen to what they bring us. And listen and take in the Jesus who will come to us once again in Eucharist this morning and send us out to bear fruit in our little world of Cleveland and the area beyond.